And now, if you were going to town and you didn't want to go alone, you might say, well, come along and go.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
And if somebody is not going away from you, you'd say that that person's coming
towards me, to me.
And if you were to give your son the same name as your brother, you'd say that you named him
namesake.
Mm-hmm. And he'd be his namesake, and then and then in talking about, you say you named him in reference to your brother, you'd say, well, I named him
after mother.
Oh, you're so good. Now, if you had a dog and you wanted it to attack another dog, or maybe a person, but or another dog or something, what would people say to them to make them attack?
Well, they say sick.
Oh, they say
sick. Sick you. Or get him. Some might say, get him. Or, I had a fellow saying the other day, he had a bulky horse, or mule, I believe it was. No, I don't know. Anyhow, I said he had a dog, and this dog would heal him, he'd tell him to, and he'd say to this dog, help him up. You'd take him by the heel.
Oh, boy. Well, a mixed breed dog, you'd call him a...
Cur. Yeah.
And one of those little dogs that's always yapping all the time that people keep sometime around the house, you'd call those a...
Yeah, we've got so many of them kind now.
Well, have you ever heard of people talking about
a
fife dog?
Fife, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Back in my day, that's what we called them.
Them little dogs,
we called them fife. Yeah, they're just, I reckon because there's into anything, everything, if anybody comes up.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one of them around, he can cause a big dog to bite you where big dog wouldn't do that. He wouldn't bit you.
Yeah,
Okay.
Oh, well now, if a person kept insisting on going inside a fence where somebody had a mean dog, you might tell them, now you better be careful or you're going to get
bit.
And have you ever been the
dog bit? No.
You never have?
Never. I've been scared a time or two.
Yeah.
I never had any. There's tooth on me.
Well, now, talking about different kinds of animals. Now, in a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?
Bull.
Uh-huh. Well, now, when you were coming up, would they say that, would a man say that in front of a woman? Would they say that was all right?
Yeah, that word bull is just commonly known. It's a cow, as you see. Yeah, so some you might say male, some call him a male, but it's commonly spoken that you go we have a sale at Poplar Bluffs, Missouri here, a stock sale every week I reckon. Well, there's women tends out there. They sit there in that sale and see them sold. And some of them have some stock and some of them buy some. Well, they run this here and the male in there and this auctioneer will say. Here's a registered bull, you might say, of a Hereford or Angus or whatever it might be, and it's nothing out wrong. We'll do it all right. They're known out there.
There's a man there at one time looking for his yearling bull. A woman come out and he's been on to ask her, and she asked him what kind of wood, and he said. Well, it's a cow's brother.
A cow's brother? Oh, a cow's brother. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, isn't that funny, though, that he wouldn't want to say that in front of her?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's there's some poor man that's not there. That I reckon
they might knew what it was.
But it's commonly used, all right enough.